truly willing to die for? Do you know the answer to that question? What are you committed? Your whole life, what are you committed to? So Paul's friends are telling him, don't go into Jerusalem. They're pleading with him because he's going to be persecuted. Don't go into Jerusalem. And he says, why are you breaking my heart? So he's going to be vulnerable and say that, you know, it hurts to see that you don't want me to go forward where God wants me to go forward. And he's having that conversation. It's so important to have when there's a disagreement with your friend. So he says, why are you breaking my heart? And he says, I'm not only willing to be bound, but to die for the name of Jesus in Jerusalem. I'm ready to die for Jesus in Jerusalem. He's settled it. He knows what he's willing to die for. So then going to Jerusalem, well, that's going to be a yes, because he's already settled the deep stuff. See, I think a lot of times there's back and forth over, well, should I give and a tithe is 10%? Or, you know, should I really serve and use my gifts? Should I really lead people to Jesus? And Christians wrestle with, well, I don't know, should I, shouldn't I? And these clear things that God wants us to do. So the deeper question is, once you know what you'll die for, then some of those other smaller things, it's not a back and forth yo-yo and what do I feel like today? It's no, I'm already all in. So the answer to that question is really easy. So take some time today, go deeper. Are you really willing to die for Jesus, to serve him, destiny, lead people to him? If you're willing to die, well then, small stuff, that's already a no-brainer because you've already made a full commitment. So Paul starts with a full deep commitment, and out of that, life just flows. When you know what you're willing to die for, then you're ready to really start living. That's where the spiritual life happens, when you know and you've committed already to Jesus Christ and you've given him everything.